Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I'm your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from San Francisco's Sports Byline, USA. We are coast to coast, we're border to border, and we're around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. If you're in our military, I'm bowing down because you're the ones that allow us to do this frivolity and mirth to sit here and talk about video games on the radio. So to Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whatever force you're with, keep rolling with force, protecting us and our allies. We appreciate it wherever you are. As I said, I'm Rick Tittle. This is the one time, this 1 hour, really, all week where we can talk video games, and not just sports video games because we're on Sports Byline. We're also on SBNationLive.com as well, going through there. We're at SportsByline.com. Click there. Listen live and email. Send those to Rick at sportsbyline.com. That's how you win the game, by the way, which I'll give away at 40 after, which I always do. And also the cheat code at the end of the show, if you'd like to get in an older cheat code as well, Rick at sportsbyline.com. But we also get to you in other ways, and that would be Sirius XM 211 in progress, the Dan Patrick channel. Nice to have you and our truckers out there, White Line Fever. Come on in that way. Breaker, breaker, 1-9. We got Smokey the Bear and some brown paper bags. I had a CB radio. Damn, how old are you, Rick? Kind of old. Too old to be playing video games. I don't think so. Sorry. Is that all right? Can't do. Also, we are on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, Yo Mama's app. All those apps are good stuff as well. Don't forget, you can always call me up at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. Once again, 1-800-878-7529. Don't write it down. Dial it up. Hardcore gamers, neophyte gamers, and everyone in between, 1-800-878-PLAY. Well, I'll tell you what's new this week. Besides giving you a brand new game, I'll also tell you what I think is good. Remember, we all have different tastes and cup of teas. We'll also have an interview coming up in a little bit as well. But we'll come on back and we'll talk some video games. So come on back on the Video Game Review.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your first furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208. Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. We got an interview from someone in the video game industry. Ooh, coming up next. Can I guess who it is? You have to wait. Let's talk about a game. Let's talk about reviewing a game. Did you play Hard West back in the day? Because Hard West 2 came out this month. And when you think about a genre of an RTS game, and you think about cowboys and outlaws and ghosts and werewolves, those are all pretty interesting things for a video game. And then you throw them all together. And Hard West came out in 2015. And this is a sequel, but it tells a new unrelated story. And the campaign can take you maybe as long as 30 hours. So there's some good gameplay there. There are three difficulties to choose fun, and even the completionists out there shouldn't really worry about playing the original before this one, because the world design is what really draws you in beyond some of the superficial stuff. But I was reading a review by John Bolden on IGN to see what he had to say about it as well, and that's something that he was pointing out, just the world design. But what you can do in this game is you can lead a posse of cowboys after a ghost train. Like you see the cinematic, they call it the ghost train. I think it's a cover. Let's send a posse down and get it. But there's a bad deal with a demon. It goes wrong. And you lose your very soul. And you would like it back. And the plan is to get back at them with your six shooter. And by the way, the demon in the game is called Mammon, M-A-M-M-O-N. And he's the guy with the ghost train. The ghost train does not go along tracks. It goes along these giant metal centipede legs. Gruesome, ain't it? So the campaign is split between doing some of those dialogue-driven quests and also turn-based combat missions for most of the playtime. And this is a top-down kind of, if you want to go back in the day in the 90s, Command and Conquer type of RTS is real-time strategy. If I say any acronyms you don't know, just let me know. Because sometimes FPS can mean frames per second, but also can mean first-person shooter. But I've seen people say they didn't like the writing. They did like the writing. I don't really need a lot of motivation from the actors. I just want the game to be fun. Unless everything is misspelled, it seems kind of cheapened sometimes. Like the original, some of the original games on the NES, like 8 I's, I's apostrophe S, or the original Metal Gear, the truck have started to move. Oh, I can think of some of those good ones. But anyway, the centerpiece of Hard West 2 are those tactical battles, and they're pretty good. The lighting is pretty good as well. It's pretty reliable with the combat, which is, you know, minimal randomization. But on some of the harder missions, it can feel more like you're playing a puzzle. So, you know, a lot of times you're going to have to restart missions many times to figure out the solution to the puzzle. And so you're balancing that against just pure strength and tactics and cool weapons versus not doing things in the correct order. And so those, you know, these environments are very well designed, but the tricks and combos and everything that go into it has to work in concert. So you get 3 actions per turn when it is your turn in the RTS. And you'll probably use to shoot, go on the offensive in 2 of those 3. And you can do attacks, fixed damage based on weapons used, chance on hit based on range, elevation, enemies cover, and things like that. But combined with that, the defensive focus, you're going to have a real problem to overcome when you're closing in on a new group of enemies, because they'll probably get shots on you before you get some at them. So basically, they go first. The other thing is that I've always tried to save at least one turn for healing. But you have 4 tools to play with. The first is trick shooting, which is really cool. And because some weapons will bounce bullets off of metal objects, obviously getting around a barricade, what have you. The second is luck, meaning missed shots and other things. They start to fill up a little pool to spend on bonus attacks later in the turns. The third are your character's abilities, like Old Man Bill, who's full of bullets, likes to send them back at the enemy in an explosive burst, or Flynn can magically swap places with anyone she can see, ally or enemy. The fourth tool is bravado, and the key system that lets you overcome the enemy advantage. When your characters get a kill, they immediately refill all the AP, the action points, right? They can do that as many times as you can get a kill. So that's why it's good to try and kill all the enemies. But also the tension on those puzzles, they always kind of feel like you didn't do it the right way, if that makes any sense. So your kill counts go up, but did you spend too long in a place? So every mission is packed with some, you know, very eclectic Western environments and characters, and you interact with them with, I mean, just like, old wooden frontier streets with boardwalks and hanging signs and big cement banks and, you know, a lot of clutter, farm equipment. But don't forget the occult plus the mining operations, which have a steampunk feel to them as well. So the objects and the visual missions are nice to look at. And the sound design is good. The voice actings are pretty good as well. There's a good soundtrack by Jason Graves. You might know the name. He did Dead Space and Tomb Raider. But the enemies you fight are weird, and some of them are kind of cool. Just run-of-the-mill, you know, outlaws or cops to demonic cultists and Wendigos, who I hate from Fallout, or just mindless gunmen. And there's even a little bit of history involved as well Hard West, though, does not fall into the trap of putting Native Americans in there, because that's just that would have been problematic in today's world. But Jin Carter, who's the leader, the gambler, and now soulless, is kind of a generic RPG leader. And that's a role playing game, if you like. Other members, as I mentioned, Old Man Bill and Flynn, Kevin Conroy as Old Man Ben, Lazarus, who's the preacher, talking about coming back from the dead, Clalish, who's voiced by Mella Lee, who's a sharpshooter. And there are some other standouts. Brandy Holston as Flynn, the orphaned at birth woman blessed or cursed with some witch abilities. And these characters are set personalities, but you can build a lot of aspects in them as well. This is very much a tactics game. And what's nice about it, it doesn't feel completely rigid like you can, or a lot of times it doesn't feel like you're playing the same level over and over and over again. So this is the kind of game, because there's so much there, and you can pick out a lot of things that maybe you don't like, but also I can pick out a lot of things that I do like as well. And I give thumbs up to Hard West 2. This is developed by Ice Code Games and published by Good Shepherd Entertainment. It is a PC game. We will take a break, and we will come back. We'll talk to someone from the video game world. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back from the video game.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us? We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer.
800-738-5332, 800-738-5332, 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Rick Tittle with you, and it is my pleasure to welcome Aaron Ashley Simon, who's recently been appointed as the CCO of the world's fastest growing gaming and lifestyle organization, XSET. That's X-S-E-T, CCO, Aaron, Chief Culture Officer. Welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit more about what that job entails, please.
Hi, thank you for having me. Yes, so as the Chief Culture Officer, you know, my responsibilities is that I aim to make sure that all the departments and all the activations and projects and initiatives that we do align with the core vision, mission, and values of the company. So right now I do a lot when it comes to diversity, equity, and inclusion for our company, but also from my previous experience, I've been able to draw correlations between gaming and sports, gaming and culture, gaming and entertainment, and finding ways and opportunities to create opportunities within the company within those intersections. So that's kind of like the overall gist of what I do over there.
All right. XSET talked about how this company is really growing. Tell us a little bit about what it is and what you do.
Yeah, so XSET is, like you were mentioning, the fastest growing gaming lifestyle entertainment company. We started about 2 years ago. Our co-founders have had previous experience growing gaming organizations. They helped to found and develop FaZe Clan. One of our founders, he developed Karma Loop. We also have several other executives who have really, really built a staple and really grown in the entertainment lifestyle and gaming space. And so when they wanted to create a gaming organization that was very much about inclusivity and diversity and just the intersection of gaming and entertainment and lifestyle. And so it was made 2 years ago, and they brought me in. And since then, I've been not only serving, you know, within our D&I space and more recently a CCO, but I am also a part of the ownership group. And the thing I really love about XSET is that our ownership group, over 50% of our owners come from very diverse backgrounds and are diverse themselves. And so, I really felt like this company was speaking true to the values and the mission statement and the reason behind why XSET was made. And so, you know, I really came in to help shape our diversity and inclusion initiatives. And then also, you know, even from the educational informational standpoint, helping our creators learn about things like LLCs and other business values and propositions and different business strategies to help them grow their brands and have them be successful. Because I think that's the most important thing. There's so many young individuals in the gaming space who are getting millions of views and followers at such young age. So we really try to work, and myself, we try to work to instill them with the right information so that they can be successful and when it comes to business and more moving forward.
You know, I really have seen over the years how esports has grown and certain arenas, venues getting built for it. But when I saw it here in the Bay Area, when the ownership of the Golden State Warriors, once they started investing as well, it's like this thing is real and this thing is just about as fast growing as it possibly can be, can it?
Yeah, and you know, it's it's fascinating because there's been such an increased crossover when it comes to sports and ownership, or sports and talent being a part of other orgs. So, you know, like Steph Curry is a part of the ownership group for an esports org. Shaq is. You have WNBA player Ariel Powers, who's a streamer and ambassador for another org. And then on our org, we have Kyle Van Noy, who's part of the ownership group along with myself, and even people like Amon Green, who's a former NFL player. So it's like we're starting to see a lot more of this coexisting relationship between sports and esports and gaming. And even like there's divisions of gaming slash sports where you have these traditional sports video games that now have their own leagues. So like the NBA runs the 2K League, you have MLS, they run the eMLS, and then like NASCAR and some of the other racing entities, they now have iRacing. So we're only going to further see that relationship between esports and esports gaming and sports just further grow and develop from where it's been.
Looking at the partnerships you have too, and just with the merch that you got going right now, even down to XSET shoelaces, how's all that working out?
Yeah, so merch is one of our verticals, and the great thing about when it comes to our merch is, like I was mentioning, our CEO, Greg Selko, and then also our creative director, Will Edens, they helped with Karmaloop, which is one of the most successful fashion wear companies in the world. And we have been really focusing on creating merch and apparel, not only to, you know, obviously have people wear XSET and cheer on our teams and more, but we actually want to develop it even further. And so, you know, we're very lucky to have one of our leading investors, Lightwork. They are a fashion holding company, and so they've been helping us with vamping up a lot of the things that we want to do. So not just leaving it to just shirts or laces, and that's something that we started with in the first year and second year, but we plan on expanding our merch and going beyond and getting into jackets and other styles and really bringing the life of streetwear and just comfortability and, you know, even unisex merch to the gaming space and vice versa, because I think the one thing that we always try to emphasize when it comes to our merch is that, you know, it's not like we are making merch specifically just for gamers or for people in esports. You know, everyone who's a gamer, or there's a high percentage of people who are gaming, they have other passions. They have other interests outside of gaming. You know, some are sports fans. Some love music. You know, some love, you know, other different areas and sectors that are either adjacent, crossover, or have some sort of relationship with gaming. And so we really wanted to create t-shirts and merch and to not only create a staple for our company, but also create merch that will eventually be like anyone can wear it. And whether they're a gamer or not, they're going to appreciate the value, appreciate the design. And then also some of the merch we do have nonprofit connections to them. So that every time someone purchases a shirt, it gives towards specific nonprofits like the Transgender Emergency Fund of Massachusetts. And we also have our partnership with Big Brothers Big Sisters, so we will be working on having merch tied to that. So, you know, we try to make it a very all-encompassing approach and not just have it be, okay, these merch are for gamers.
Very interesting. And it's not just in America. I was looking at your team, got a top four at Rainbow Six Major Berlin. I mean, you guys got your fingers everywhere, right?
Yeah. I mean, at least we try to. I think the way that we go about it is that, especially when it comes to our competitive teams, we want to be very effective and efficient on the business end, but we want to win. And so we've been able to, over the past 2 years, grow our team to be very, very competitive. So like you're saying, Rainbow Six, they're one of the top North American teams. There's a game called Valorant. Our team was champions for North America, and we actually have one of the best Street Fighter pro players in North America and arguably the world. His name is IDOM. So we have been really just building our teams out and being, you know, it's fascinating how, like we were talking about, how there's such a crossover with esports and sports, the same way that sports teams go about picking their players, you know, picking who's the captain, the coaches. We have to go through that same process as well. And we've been very lucky to have amazing coaches and bringing on additional staff to really be successful in the competitive scene.
You know, just finally, I was looking at some players on your PUBG Mobile team. Juicy, Nico, Angry, Roids, Joey. How come Joey doesn't have a fake name?
Hey, sometimes gamers, they want to go by their real names, and sometimes they want to go by their gamer tag. You know, we, whatever the players and whatever, you know, who are creators on our org, you know, whichever names they want to go by, we let them go by. Obviously, of course, that's the appropriate name. But, you know, these are the identities and these are the brands they've built, and we just want to help to elevate it. So some want to transition to using their real names, and some don't. So we kind of just leave that on them to decide.
There she is, Erin Ashley Simon, co-owner and chief culture officer for XSET. For more information, you can go to xset.com. Erin, thanks for coming on the show and letting us know about it.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And for the viewers, if they want to learn more about what I do, they can follow XSET at XSET, XSET on social media. And also, Erin A. Simon, Erin, letter A, S-I-M as a mother, O-N as a Nancy.
Good stuff. Yeah, sometimes I've wondered over the years if esports will ever make it to the Olympics. I know they were trying that. And you think about other sports that have maybe just, and I know they don't do demonstration sports anymore, but it would be pretty interesting if you could get a Rocket League team to the because it would be great because it would just be like guys maybe as young as 14. It would be pretty cool. All right, we'll take a quick break and we will come on back right here on Sports Byline USA.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
The Video Game Review. All
right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Lines open again at 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. It is the Video Game Review. And it's 40 after. This is when I give away a brand new game. Let's do it. The way you win it is by emailing me the answer to a very simple question. The second correct answer wins the game. Why not the first? Because I think no one would try. They think, all right, it'll be too late. And then I say the 57th correct answer. People are like, it's too crazy. Second correct answer to Rick at sportsbyline.com. The video game is NHRA Speed for All. Let me read you the blurb. NHRA Speed for All fully immerses you in the genuine teams, tracks, vehicles, tuning, and strategies of this fiercely competitive motorsport. Strap into the driver's seat across a range of exciting game modes in your quest to become the ultimate drag race champion. Rated E for everyone. This is from Team 6 Game Studios, published by Game Mill Entertainment. It is available for the PS4 and 5, the Xbox One, Series X and S, Switch, and the personal computer as well. My question is, drag racing. Are we talking about cars or are we talking about bicycles? Rick at sportsbyline.com. And you'll win NHRA Speed for All. From Team 6 Game Studios and Game Mill Entertainment. All right. I was just looking at the recent game rankings this week in Japan. And it always astounds me how much Nintendo is king in Japan. And I love Nintendo. And I love Sony. And I love Microsoft. I don't understand why people feel like if they buy an Xbox, they have to hate on PlayStation or vice versa, why they have to do that. It's like the guy who buys a Chevy truck and then he puts a sticker of like Calvin and Hobbes urinating on a Ford logo when he almost bought the F-150, but they threw in the floor mats and the Silverado. It's like, I'm going to make myself feel better. Or like, people who love football, so they have to talk about how much they hate soccer. I mean, isn't there room in your heart for everything great? I love the PlayStation. I love the Xbox, and I'm a big Nintendo man. Love it. But not as much as I love it in Japan. Because of the top 20 games this week in Japan, they're all for the Nintendo Switch. I mean, that's not too bad, is it? And what's really interesting that a lot of the games are not new. In fact, two of them in the top 20 were made in 2017. And you know if you're 5 years into the game and it's still in your top 20 and people playing it, it's good. And it doesn't surprise me. But number one was Nintendo Switch Sports. Number two, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. And just going down, I mean, you can see a lot of very familiar names. And then I see one that is unfamiliar. Momotaro Dentetsu Showa Heisei Raiwa Moteban. Forgive me if I'm not pronouncing that correctly. That is one of only four games that is not published by Nintendo, but still on the Switch. That's from Konami. The other one is the fifth game, Monster Hunter Rise and Sunbreak Set. That's, of course, Capcom, Captain Commando. Live A Live 13th from Square Enix. And then Anaplex makes the 20th ranked game. Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba, the Hinokama Chronicles. But I'm talking about older games. The oldest game is Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. That came out in March of 2017. And then Splatoon 2, that came out in July of 2017. But as I said, there are still some games up there like Animal Crossing New Horizons. That's over 2 years old now. That was a game that came out right when the pandemic started, late March 2020, Vision. But there's another game called Seikai no Asobo Taizan 51. I don't speak Japanese. I don't know what that is. But I like that. It's cool. You remember the old days with the Genesis, or it was called the Mega Drive in Japan, that the cartridges were a little bit wider. The mouth was wider. But the pins that read the chip, it's funny, my friend used to say about like Atari games, hey, you got the tapes? Give me that tape. It's not a tape. It's a computer chip. But the pins that would read the chip were the same. So there were actually people in America that would take those Japanese games if you had a PAL C-CAM converter to NTSC TVs, but you would just like take a screwdriver and chop out some plastic and you could put the Mega Drive game into the Genesis. And why they have to have different names, I don't know. I think what's probably most fascinating at all, when you think about dual names, is that the NES, the Nintendo Entertainment System, was called the Super Famicom, the Famicom, and then Super Nintendo was the Super Famicom. Why was it the Famicom? Because it was the family computer, just like Pokemon Pocket Monsters. Did you know that's where Pokemon comes from? I'm here for you. And I just love that, the family computer, because you would say, and it's funny, when they first marketed it, it was total gender roles. I don't think we can do gender roles anymore in this country. It would offend somebody. But it was like, Dad, you can have all your blueprints for building that shed. And Mom, so many recipes. Oh, my gosh. It's all here for you. Yeah, I don't think you can do that anymore. not here in the Bay Area anyway. Somebody would get really mad. In other news, you know, a lot of times it's easy to say there's never been a good movie made from a video game. That's not necessarily true, but there have been more swings and misses than hits. We know that. And I'm so looking forward to the Fallout movie with Walton Goggins in it. But we did get an update from Netflix a couple days ago about BioShock. And this is their tweet. Says, quote, BioShock, our live-action feature film adaptation of the renowned video game franchise, will be directed by Francis Lawrence from a script written by Michael Green. Well, Francis Lawrence directed I Am Legend and The Hunger Games, Catching Fire, and Slumberland. And Michael Green wrote Logan, Blade Runner 2049, and American Gods. So speaking of heavy hitters, those are some heavy hitters. And you think about all the nuances of the Blade Runner remake with Ryan Gosling. You think about the Omega Man remake with Will Smith, which we switched to I Am Legend. The Charlton Heston one, you should check it out. But you kind of think you can't mess it up, right? We'll probably learn of casting soon. But BioShock, when it came out, was an Xbox 360 exclusive. And it is one of the top 10 games I ever played. When I first played it, I couldn't. BioShock 2, not a huge fan. And then the next one, I'm like, what is going on here? Now we're up in the sky instead of underwater. And of course, BioShock 2, you had to play as a big daddy. Who wanted that? I still did it. But did somebody actually ask for that? And of course, you had to have Adam to get Eve. What does that mean? I don't know. Play that first BioShock. I mean, it's really extraordinary. I just remember the very few times I got chills up my spine in a video game, very few, was I remember I was coming around a corner and, you know, knee deep in water. And you could just see the shadow of a guy with like a panel saw cutting somebody in half. And then the lights went out and you could hear somebody running through the water toward you. Oh, the hair stood up on the back of my head. Really good game. So I'm hoping that Netflix, with this legit director and this legit writer, that doesn't mean they still can't get it wrong, but I legit hope that they know what they're doing and will do it very, very well. All right, let's talk about the upcoming games this week. And remember, when new games come out, older games move down the shelf and sometimes they get reduced in price, which is what we all like, because let's face it, video games are expensive. Don't act like ain't when they is, girl. All right, Destroy All Humans 2 Reprobed. That is for the PS5, the Xbox Series X and S, and PC. Evasive Maneuvers, this is an action flight game for the PC. Commandos 3 HD Remaster. Talk about a really cool RTS. This is for the Switch, the PC, the PS4, and the Xbox One. Dusk Driver 2 Action RPG 4-5 Switch. F1 Manager 22. A racing sim on all the big boy systems in the PC. Once again, Manager. Inscription, this is a adventure deck builder roguelike horror for the PS5 and 4. Shin Chan, Me and the Professor on Summer Vacation. This is a PC game. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the Cowabunga Collection. This is, of course, a fighting game and comp available on everything. When I say everything, do you mean Stadia, Rick? No, I mean the PS4 and the 5, the Switch, the PC, and the Xbox One and Series X and S. That's what I mean. Tinykin, an adventure game on all the systems. Beyond the Wire, this is a FPS game for the PC, and I'm very much interested in this because this is a World War I game. Call of the Wild, the Angler. Hunting, fishing, sports. Also, Mondili. Mondili is a PC game with a very 8-bit feel. Phantasy Star Online 2. This is on the PS5, as is Phantasy Star Online 2 New Genesis. This is an MMORPG, folks. Scathe is another first-person shooter on the PC as well. Chenzo Club, an action beat-em-up on the PS4, Xbox 360, Switch, and PC. Gerda, A Flame in Winter, an adventure game on the Switch and the PC. Onsen Master, this is a sim game, very anime-looking, PC, Mac, Xbox Series X and S, 360, or One, I should say, and Switch. Ooblets, an adventure game, cartoony, Switch, Xbox One, and PC. The Dragoness, Command of the Flame, RPG roguelike strategy. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, all-star battle fighting game on everything. Lego Brawls, that's also on everything. Made in the Abyss, Binary Star, Falling into the Darkness. Not the binary you think. This is PS4, PC, and Switch, and PS4 also, The Last of Us Part 1 Action Remastered. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Byline USA.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
The Video Game
All right, welcome back to the show. Just enough time to check in on the cheat codes. Got one here, requested rick@sportsbyline.com. This is from Charlie. Charlie wants a Wii U code. How about that? I like it. He wants some codes for Lego Marvel Super Heroes for the Wii U, and wants to know how to get Howard the Duck, the Black Cat, and the Beetle. Well, I'm here for you. Howard the Duck, the secret code is J58RSS. Once again, J58RSS. For the Black Cat, P90WL0. I hate it when that's different there, the O and the zero, but it's P90WL0. And Beetle is KXFQ87. Once again, KXFQ87 for Lego Marvel Superheroes for the Wii U. That's right, baby. Wii U. Wii U friend. All right. Hey, thanks for turning in. And, well, you'll turn in now out of the show's over. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. I'm Rick Tittle, and we'll catch you on the Video Game Review right here on Sports Byline USA.